Good morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Magoobie Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the rest of the song.
Thank you.
darling. Please don't leave me right now, girl. Right now, right now, right now, right now.
Okay.
Okay.
What did we hear?
Well, first you heard Come and Get Your Love by Redbone.
And then you heard Lagoon by Door Jar.
And then you just heard Meet Me in the City by Junior Kimbrough. Okay. I guess.
Okay. Okay.
Someone has something that they're someone reluctant to share.
Yeah, but they've been
hear.
Brewing on it for
it's not very
kind
good.
Of like a week long. I
it's
mean,
and they didn't come up with anything.
To all of our 15 listeners, we really missed you last week.
Yeah. Hopefully, you came up with some good ideas by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this idea, I feel like I named it, but I'll just
name it again.
I'll name it. I'm just gonna name it.
Come on, off the dome.
Hey, say that.
This is Dinosaur's Picture Book. What? Okay. So this
wait, is the what part of it?
Yeah, that's part of it. Okay. I just ad lib, you know, improv, yes and. But this was inspired after I was watching the new Dinosaurs TV show on Netflix, narrated by Morgan Freeman. Amazing program. Amazing television show. Everyone's got to go check it out.
Awesome.
Someone's falling asleep.
just had a big yawn
and there
here
was,
in the studio.
Basically, it's like an animated reenactment of the dinosaurs and, like, their time.
How did they know?
I don't know. But I did not realize, this might sound stupid, I did not realize there was, like, stampedes of dinosaurs in the way that there's, like, stampedes of, like, lions. Because I feel like in the picture books of dinosaurs, it's always like, oh, there's one T-Rex, and then there's one pterodactyl, and there's one Strega, that one. And
Strega
so, like,
there's one Strega, that one.
So, that when seeing, like, the hordes of the dinosaurs, I was like, what the heck? I didn't even know that they came in that many.
It's a good question to ask. I guess you're right. When you have a dinosaur picture book, it is usually just one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have any buddies. Well, they did, but not in the picture books.
They're taking it out
not
of
in
context.
The picture
books.
Yeah.
Books. Well, is it maybe because in the picture books they want to tell an individual story?
Wow. There's no room for collectivism in America.
In American children
it's really,
novels.
It's really all about the rugged individual.
Yeah.
And that's why we're in the situation that we're in.
Mm-hmm. It's because all picture books only had one dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's my idea.
Okay. All right. It's well observed.
I cannot say that it resonates with me fully.
Totally.
However,
I think it's a good observation.
I get where you're coming from.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. All
right.
What's next?
Sally, when the wine runs out, show
what you're working with. It.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
When it's over, so they'll say, it'll rain a Sunday. I know. Shining down like water.
I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain?
I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain?
coming down on a sunny day. Yesterday and days before, the sun is cold, the rain is hard, and I know it's been that way for all my time.
Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know it can't stop, I wonder. I wanna know, have you ever seen?
Coming down on a sunny day. Cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. Took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy.
said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. The cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Okay, we're okay. Back.
I have very fond memories of that song as being, like, I only think of that song in terms of driving.
I was going to say, it's a traveling song. Yeah. I always listen to it on the train.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sort of like life is a highway.
But quieter.
Yeah. Maybe because it's about traveling.
That's true. They are on a train in that song, I think.
Yeah.
No. They're hitchhiking?
I think they might be at least on a train in segments of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of a time jump situation.
Right. Sort of a montage.
Yeah.
What did we listen to, Max? Your song was first of this bunch.
Oh, yeah, it was. You first heard Thank You by Boney Raitt.
Awesome.
Boney.
Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie. Then you heard Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Willie Nelson and Paula Nelson. Great song plays in the Big Little Lies finale.
Mm. It's a great cover of that song.
It's a great cover. And shout out to Big Little Lies. Changed my life. So good.
I remember sitting in the living room and you reciting the whole plot of Big Little Lies to me. I was on the edge of my seat and I don't remember what happened.
Isn't it gripping?
It's gripping. Yeah. Shailene Woodley. Someone fell down the stairs. Someone was pushed. Spoiler. Ooh. Don't know.
Spoiler on air.
No spoilers.
Oh.
And you also just heard America by Simon and Garfunkel.
Awesome. All right. Ideas?
Ideas. Yeah, this idea, it's more of the title than the idea, but just something to think about.
Okay.
Giant snails at customs. How big a deal could it be? This is just, I mean, I was on...
Yeah, I think I know exactly what you're about to say.
When you go through customs, perhaps, or just the airport... there's always these signs. It's like, do not bring African giant snails into America. We're serious.
We mean it.
And it just makes me wonder, how often is that happening?
Mm.
Or is it just like, it's so serious that if it happened once, we'd be toast.
It's a matter of like quantity or quality.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be quality, right? Because how many people are going and bringing home an African giant snail?
Is that because of disease or like invasiveness or what?
I think it's disease. I don't know. We could fact check on this.
Okay, Max, interesting.
But it is the kind of thing of like, why there wouldn't be a sign if it didn't, you know,
if it wasn't, yeah.
if it
yeah.
didn't.
It's like,
happen.
Don't wear metal into the MRI.
Yeah. Well, one time at an airport, I saw a sign that said no piggybacking.
it's like, it's those signs that's like, there obviously was an incident.
Yeah. But.
And to what extent is the sign there just as a reminder for the employees of being like, oh, you remember that time?
That time you let the snail go through? Okay, here's what Google AI, sorry,
Googly
says.
Eye.
illegal to import into the U.S. and are strictly seized by customs as a highly invasive pest capable of consuming 500-plus plant types and carrying parasites causing meningitis. Whoa. They are considered prohibited organisms. It's both.
Wow.
Travels frequently have them confiscated, with major seizures arriving from West Africa.
But... Huh.
They will live snails will be seized and humanely euthanized to protect the U.S. ecosystem and agriculture.
Wow.
Huh.
I've never thought to bring like what right. What's the appeal to bringing them? Like what?
I mean, they are really big, so you could like have it as a pet, maybe.
Can walk
or
it.
Or like
put it on a leash.
I wonder if it's just like maybe not important to us, but like to other cultures it's important. I don't know. I really have no idea.
Huge escargot.
Yes. Right.
It seems like the last time it happened in a notable way was in 2023. Giant African land snail intercepted at Louisville port of entry. Customs officer confiscates 6 illegal giant snails at Detroit airport.
Wow. 6? That's a whole suitcase full.
How big are they?
For audio listeners.
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe describe this?
That's what? Like
how I would imagine Gary would be in SpongeBob.
I think it's a little smaller.
Gary's much bigger than that.
This is like, okay.
I feel like Gary is like size of a large
cat.
Mammal.
Yeah, but I think SpongeBob is small.
No.
He's a sponge.
You experience the world at SpongeBob's scale, though.
That's true.
You know?
But then it's like, wait, what's the daughter of the crab?
Pearl, the whale?
Yeah.
She's so tall.
She's really tall.
Wait, but also she's a whale, and she's like, yeah, she's bigger than them, but like, not by that much.
Baby.
She's a baby whale. Okay, but, like, what is this size? This is bigger than a baked potato.
No, it's, like, a bowl. That's
I'd
like
say...
A bowl. If, like, you're getting a bowl of soup at a restaurant, that's, like, the
like
hand gesture they hold up. It's, like, cup, bowl.
Blate.
Bowl. Yeah, it's kind of blate size.
No, it's small. I guess maybe a small plate you would get tapas on.
I love tapas.
It's something really good at Gustazo's in Cambridge.
I don't think I've ever been there. Yeah.
Shout out,
Gustazos. All right. Well,
okay.
That's African giant snail. I don't remember the name of the idea, but how big a deal?
I like it.
All right, Max. What do we got next?
Coming up next, you got Neon Skyline by Andy Schoaf. I think that's how you pronounce it.
I think so.
I just think so.
I called up Charlie about 9:15 and said, what's going on tonight? He said no plans, but I wouldn't mind holding a lighter head tonight. I said, come to the skyline, I'll be washing my sins away. Oh, he just laughed. So I buttered some bread, chewed my way out the door and walked down the street to the neon skyline. I grabbed myself a stool at the bar. Oh, somehow Rose always knows just exactly what I need. Opened a cold can and set it down in front of me. I said thanks and thought about how Judy used to come here with me. But I got so tired of her calling this our disease. Cause I'm just fine. Sometimes I need to clear my mind. You know how that can be. Thank you.
about a quarter past ten, and I said, "Greetings, old man." He hung his coat on the wall and took the stool next to mine. He asked Rose for one glass of Merlot, and she laughed. Sometimes there's no better feeling than there.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family?
The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours.
For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422- 8585, that's 9 as in 9, 7 as in 6-7, 8 as in crazy 8s, 4 as in the Beatles, 2 as in the bottom of half, 2 as in the bottom of half, 8 as in crazy 8s, 5 as in 5-4-3-2-1, 8 as in crazy 8s, and 5 as in 5-4-3-2-1, or visit SterlingAnimalShelter.org. Get me out of here!
We'll be right back.
Hello again.
Well,
hello.
We're back.
And we're back.
Nothing happened.
Nothing. We sat here in silence.
With our eyes closed.
Uh-huh. Holding hands.
Prayer.
What did we just listen to?
We just listened to Symphony by Maggie Rogers.
Oh.
Yep. All right, what's your idea?
Yeah, what are you thinking about these days?
Okay. I think that this is really not going to connect with with either of you and probably anyone listening.
All 15 of them.
But
13.
13, we lost you. Don't you worry.
Just have a little confidence.
All right.
Please.
It's called... I'm calling this word definition loop.
Okay, sounds like I would like this. Oh, I have a guess.
Do you want to... Wait, what's your guess?
Is it when you look up a word and the definition has a word you don't know, and then you have to look up that word, and then the definition is something you don't know, and you're in a cycle?
No. Well, sort of. A little bit. You're on the right track.
Okay.
You're almost there. That is probably a more resonant idea, but this is where it's like... This is kind of less tangible. It's like, if... all of our words are defined by other words.
Oh, boy.
Oh, brother. Keep going.
Right. All of our words are defined by other words. And I know that this is not how our human lives work, of, like, the only way that we understand, like, definitions for things is strictly by words. It's also by, like, actions. But, like, imagining a society where it's, like, it's only words that define other words. How is it possible that we learned anything? Because,
you know,
well, you are asking about something that isn't real, so it's not possible.
You know, I do think about this because me and my cousin, stick with me here, we used to play this game where we would pretend that we didn't know any words. We'd be like, I don't know what any words mean. And we'd be talking and be like, I don't even know what I'm saying. What is saying? Saying is saying is saying. And then it's like, it would really make my head. It would make my head spin of like how, but I'm sorry, I don't have anything else to.
No, it's really all a matter of thought and not actual, like, practical
sort of
all.
A thought experiment.
It kind of is like a thought experiment.
Well, like, words are like just symbols for everything.
That is fair.
So I don't know how that relates to your idea. I'm just putting that out there as an idea, that words are symbols.
No, that is true. That makes it less realistic.
Wait, what was it? No.
What?
I was gonna ask you to re-explain your whole idea again, but I don't think I should say that.
Okay. Okay.
What is the thing of, like,
hieroglyphs?
Like, you know how you draw letters and you start at the top? Are there any... Were we talking about this?
With this, yeah.
No, you start at the bottom.
No, you do not.
Only for M.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. It's only for M and N that you start at the...
But, like, every other letter you start at the top.
Yeah.
Really makes you think.
Really makes you think.
And who was it that was saying it's, like... even for lowercase M and N, you're supposed to start at the top.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to have that little
tail. I think you go kind of like,
yeah, we
down
had that little...
Up.
Yeah.
But for an uppercase M and N, and N, do you start at the bottom? Well, same with, like, A.
Oh, yeah. Unless you're going, like, top.
I started at the top of A.
What?
Down, up.
What?
Oop. What? No.
I can't think about this too much or
do you,
I'll
wait,
lose it.
You don't, you don't pick up your pencil for... when you're writing an uppercase A?
If I'm going fast, I wouldn't. I don't know. Guys, this is a real source of stress for me because of that time in eighth grade where I got so stressed out that I forgot how to hold a pencil and I couldn't do my math homework. And really, it was about how I couldn't do my math homework. But I was crying because I couldn't figure out how to hold the pencil. And my mom was like, can you just do it in a way? Like, can you just do it? I was like, no, it all feels wrong.
Oh, boy. And your mom's a preschool teacher.
Yeah.
So it's like, she...
And so I just had to, like, lie down and not think about it. And then I could pick up a pencil again. But if I think too hard, I get nervous that it'll happen again.
I recently learned that kids now are holding pencils like they're touching on a screen.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was also something from your mom, Noah, that
I learned
at
that
least
from
I learned.
I think I learned that from
that
Clara.
That she was saying. Oh, really?
Clara Goltz. Maybe. Or maybe it was you. Shout out Claire Gold.
I feel like I didn't say that, but...
I never saw that.
No, but I think that. I think your mom said that.
Oh.
Are you talking to Noah's mom?
At some point. Okay. The last time you talked to her, like, a year ago. Or when she texted you when I was sick. No, that was my dad.
That was your dad.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
What's next?
Oh, my God. Hip to be Square. Song so catchy that most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should. Because it's not just a statement on the pleasures of conformity, but a personal statement on the band itself. Take it away.
Whoa.
Huh.
Bet Circles hate that song. Up top.
Put it here.
Correction.
Oh,
previous.
I am so, so sorry. I'd like to just release a public apology. I received a text in the middle of what?
Wait, Caro told me this. Caro told me
that. Yeah, but the text came to Max.
To Max.
I had the misconception that the thing of kids holding pencils like they're touching on an iPad, I thought that that came from Noah's mom, and I received a text in the middle of this song saying that I was in fact wrong, and it did in fact come from Caro's mom. So I would like to say I'm sorry.
Easy mistake to make. They're both preschool teachers. My mom's name is Caroline. It all got jumbled up.
Caro's mom is not named Noah. That's okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
This is
Magoobi Radio Hour.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Max.
I'm Noah.
I'm also Max.
And we'll play you out with How Lucky by John Prine. And
oh, and then after that, maybe a little bit of I Was the Dancer.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Brushed my shoes and I hung them from a rearview mirror. Ron's admiration in a blind spot of the grid. Well, there was all these things that I don't think I remember. I walked down a street I used to wander. Yeah, scratched my head and I lit my cigarette. Well, there was all these things that I don't think I remember. I walked down a street I used to wander. Yeah, shook my hand and made myself a bed. Well, there's all these things